You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. A Juneteenth celebration is going to be held at Columbia State Historic Park this Saturday, June 17th, from noon until 5 p.m. And this completely free community event is being hosted by the local nonprofit organization Stand Up, Speak Up, Speak Out. Joining us, she is a board member with the local nonprofit organization, Marlis Bell. Good morning, Marlis.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell me about this nonprofit organization, because I haven't heard of this before. Stand Up, Speak Up, Speak Out.
Good. I'm not surprised. It's new, and this is the first major event that's being sponsored. And that phrase comes from John Lewis, of course, and Andrea Lisbon, who's the executive director, was a huge fan of John Lewis, and when she discovered that she could grab his favorite saying, she got it and copyrighted it, which she was able to do since she's a lawyer, and so we now are taking his words, but he always followed up by make good trouble. So I don't know if that's what we're doing, but we're putting a spotlight on things that we think are important.
All right, Marlis, let's talk about the free community event that is going to be held at Columbia State Historic Park. It all starts at noon this Saturday.
Yes, that's right. Yes. And it's going to be a celebration. You ought to go with the attitude, this is going to be fun. I'm going to learn something. I'm going to get energized. I'm going to meet people, folks I haven't seen in a long time, and I'm going to see some incredible talent.
Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of everything taking place during this. Let's go through some of it.
Sure.
The live music.
Yes. Well, it starts out with a DJ. He calls himself an interactive DJ, and he's from Stockton, and he had never been here before. He was so impressed. He came up and saw the state park, and you know, immediately went into this is fabulous. So when I asked him, well, what songs do you play? He said, I can play anything from the 1920s to 2020. And he's interactive, he's fun, he's personable. And then we're going to have a band group, the Pan Ecstasy, and they're going to play congas and steel drums. And it's Pan-African, a little bit of African music, but also Puerto Rico and the islands. It's part of what we're emphasizing is a blend of themes and music and what we have in common. One of the things, for example, is we're going to have a variety of drums and even an exhibit of drums. Some of our friends who lived in Africa for 25 years are bringing some African drums, and they're also having a silent auction to make one available for someone who wants to buy it. And then we also have a healing circle with drums that the tribe is going to participate in. So, and then after that, we have some spoken word artists, and everyone's being asked to speak about what does Juneteenth mean for you. And we're not just asking from Black people who have not even heard of it, maybe, or maybe, but also having a Hispanic rapper and a Hispanic young woman, 15 years old, and, you know, what does it mean to her? You know, and so we're weaving it through in various forms of songs and dancing and drumming, and then of course there's this play, and that's really the centerpiece of it.
Over at the Fallon House.
Yes, yeah. So most of it takes place around the gazebo, and so then at 1:15, we're going to have a little parade down Main Street with 20 different community organizations waving us on, and we're going to go up to the Fallon House. And we have some very special music by the DJ. And then as we turn the corner just to the go to the Fallon House, we're going to have one of the actors, who's also an incredible saxophonist, saying, come on down. You're almost there. Come on. And so making it very inviting and hustling people in. And again, it's free, no programs, and it's a story. It's called Golden Ghosts, which means there were Black miners who came to California searching for gold as a way to earn their freedom, make big money so they could buy their freedom. And Sylvia Roberts, who first introduced us to this concept, she's a local Black author, Mining for Freedom, was the first one who exposed this, you know, that there were a lot, really, it was a very multi-diverse settlement here in Tuolumne County, including, you know, lots of folks who were miners, and some of them came as part of the wagon of train of the property of the masters, and some came as free people, and some, you know, worked their way to freedom. And then there's another person who wrote a book, Voices of the Golden Ghosts. So Mark Oliver, who's written this book, has put together a theater group of people from around Mount Shasta, and 10 of them are coming down to present the stories. So they're taking on the persona of many different people who lived in that era and interspersing it with music and rituals and dance. Incredible.
And there's even going to be Juneteenth food traditions.
Yeah. The Columbia restaurant is now taking on a new mantra. They're now Bella Union, and they're doing a great job. And it happens that when we said, would you be interested in putting together a Juneteenth menu, they were right on it. And apparently, I haven't met him yet, but there is a, I don't know if he's African-American or African chef, but he knows Juneteenth. And so he immediately knew, we have to have red punch and you have to have this and that. We haven't heard what the menu is, but yeah, they're going to be prepared in Angelo's Hall, you know, to do kind of quasi buffet for folks to sample what a Juneteenth menu would be at a very reasonable price. We're trying to bring interest and money and people to the park because it's a perfect setting for this venue. Gold Rush, 1848, 1850, Emancipation Proclamation, 1863, and this, it all kind of weaves together. It's going to be an incredible experience.
It is a free community event. It is a Juneteenth celebration at Columbia State Historic Park this Saturday from noon until 5 p.m. Marlis Bell, I've enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you.